Hi, I'm Dave Scott. Welcome to Living by the Words of God. Are you willing to change your tune for God's glory? Has God put a new song in your mouth that summons others to reverence and trust in the Lord? Psalm 40:1-3. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth, praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and will trust in the Lord. A parallel can be drawn between a musician learning a song is written, and a Christian learning the truth of God is written. Too often we play by ear, acknowledging what sounds right, but too impatient to wait for God's song. Limited to the familiar, the music of our lives cannot progress beyond what we already know. Hearts not receptive, not willing to change our tune, and so emotionally attached to the familiar melody of our religion, we just cannot accept the new song of praise God would put in our mouths. Warren Wiersbe once said that some Christians don't have 20 years experience in the faith. They have 1 year's experience 20 times. Following our analogy, we see that they keep singing the same song and refuse to change for anyone, even God. I have witnessed much of this attitude in the professing church over the last 20-plus years, a stubborn unwillingness to change our tune, even when it does not match the written word. So I have to wonder, with our unwillingness to change our tune, with our unwillingness to confront the words of God as written on the pages of our Bibles, what do we really expect the world to hear? What song are we singing, and whose music is it, anyway? Thanks for listening. Dave Scott. Living by the Words of God.com.